Joining us here today on the big show is well-known Nova Scotia author Vernon Oikel, who's on the line here from Liverpool, Nova Scotia. How you doing there, Vernon?
I'm doing great, Ian. How are you doing?
Great, sir. So you've been busy being the author of some new books, not just one book, but two new books that are out now. So let's chat about the first one here, Grandma's Home Remedies, a collection of tried and true Nova Scotia cures. So it pretty much fixes everything there from, like, you know, coughs to colds to headaches and hemorrhoids.
And for us, Ian, there's even cures for baldness.
I saw that.
Yeah, we won't get into some of the bizarre remedies out there for baldness. Some of it's pretty far-fetched. It's probably not suitable for radio, but it's some interesting ones in there for sure.
So how did this all come together? How did you get these cures and these remedies, Vernon?
It's over a number of years, Ian. As I consider myself to be a collector, collector of all things Nova Scotian, like particularly when it deals with our culture, our oral history.
Yeah.
And as I was, been traveling around the province, working on other projects like ghost stories and superstitions and all of that, I get these little tidbits of information and I start files.
Yeah.
And over a number of years, this material just keeps, kept accumulating. And when it started, I wasn't really thinking that maybe there was a book in it. But eventually, over a number of years, I thought, gosh, there's a lot of material here. And then when I started really to concentrate on it and collecting the material and putting the stuff together and weaving all the different components together, I realized there was a fair amount there. So what we have is a collection of, tried and true remedies, home remedies that have been passed down from one generation to the next.
Yeah.
And from our mothers, our grandmothers, and it just becomes part of, part of our oral history. And what they try, what's amazing to me, Ian, is what it reveals, the types of things that people did years ago, when they didn't have access to modern medicine, doctors and pharmacists like we have now, right? Because the science just wasn't there. Some of the stuff they tried, I assume a lot of it was from trial and error. They kept trying things until they found something that worked. And then if it worked, they would tell a neighbor or a family member, and that gets just sort of passed around that way.
Didn't have Facebook back then to spread the word, right?
They did not have Facebook or any of that stuff. They didn't even have telephones back then.
In conversation here today with Vernon Oikel, talking about his new book, Grandma's Home Remedies, a collection of tried and true Nova Scotia cures. Vernon, any favorite one in the book that comes to mind for you?
You know, there are hundreds in the book, Ian. You have a copy there.
Yeah.
Actually, you even made a contribution for it to the book, because I had a number of notable Nova Scotians I asked to make contributions about their memories from their own home, remedies that were used on them. There are so many in here, Ian. Some of them are so far-fetched. I really don't really have a favorite one.
Yeah.
I just find them all very interesting, and when you read some of them, you think, who in their right mind would try that? But as I said, when you don't have access to modern medicine, or you couldn't Google something on the internet, you really had no recourse. If you were sick or injured, you had to try different things, and that's really how it evolved.
I think mine here is the one that I read: drinking kerosene to cure a cold.
Oh, I know. Kerosene plays, in earlier times, became a very prominent cure.
Yeah, I think I'd be afraid to fart if I did that, drinking some kerosene.
Yeah.
I might blow up.
Can you say that on radio?
I just did. So where can folks get the book here, Vernon?
It's available in all major bookstores and local bookstores. You can order it online. You can reach out to me. I'd be happy to make arrangements for you to get a copy of the book.
Okay, Vernon, so this is book number one that you've just released, Grandma's Home Remedies, a collection of tried and true Nova Scotia cures. So hang tight. We're going to chat with Vernon coming up in a bit. And what's the title of your other book that's out now?
Well, it's a collection. Actually, it's three books. It's for young readers, for children. And together, the collection is called Home Sweet Home Nova Scotia.
Okay, and we're going to chat about that in a few minutes. Vernon Oikel, coming right back here at Hot Country 103.5.